Key points. The side effects from the bite of a boomslang snake come when it is already too late. Boomslang venom prevents blood from coagulating inside the body, resulting in internal bleeding, and even hemorrhaging in vital organs. Located in Australia, the eastern ground snake is responsible for the most snake bite deaths in its region. Not only is its venom highly potent, but this snake prefers to hunt in populated areas, which means it often encounters humans. While the inland taipan snake is arguably the most venomous snake in the world, it is considered a docile snake. However, there are enough potent neurotoxins in this snake's venom to kill an adult person in as little as 45 minutes. Did you know that there are more than 3,000 types of snakes on the planet? Of those, about 600 are venomous. An even smaller number of venomous snakes are so venomous that you may not even believe it. However, what might the most venomous snake in the world be, and what makes them so dangerous? Is it the amount of venom, the potency of the venom, or both? Scientists measure how venomous a snake is by using a toxicology test called the median lethal dose, also known as LD50. The smaller the number, the more venomous the snake. By applying this scale, we can determine what the most venomous snakes in the world are. Whether it be the huge amount of venom injected or the absolutely dangerous potency levels, we'll use this scale to show you the 10 most venomous snakes that rise to the top. Let's get started. Number 10, Fertilance, or Terciopelo. Responsible for the majority of snake bite deaths in its region, the Fertilance or Terciopelo starts our list of the most venomous snakes in the world. Located in South and Central America along with Mexico and Brazil, the Fertilance is one of the most dangerous pit vipers out there. Reaching lengths of 8 feet and weighing an average of 10 to 13 pounds, this snake exists in many populated regions, which is likely why it has so many bites to its name. Depending on the species, the Terciopelo bites with an average of 500 to 1,500 milligrams of venom in a single bite. Knowing that it takes 3 milligrams to kill a mouse, you can only imagine that this snake is just as dangerous to people. It can kill an average of 6 in a single bite. This snake isn't the most venomous snake in the world, however, it is highly dangerous. Speaking of danger, have you heard about Snake Island, an uninhabited island populated almost exclusively by golden lancehead snakes? Read more about this lethal Fertilance species on Snake Island here. Number 9, King Cobra. No one would argue that the King Cobra is among the most venomous snakes in the world, and for good reason. Not only does it inject an average of 400 to 1,000 milligrams per bite, but its venom is potent enough to kill approximately 11 people in one bite. Located in southern Asia, the King Cobra reaches lengths of 10 to 13 feet long, far longer than any other venomous snake. Research suggests that king cobra bites can kill a person in as little as 30 minutes, given the high level of neurotoxins and cytotoxins present. Additionally, given the long length of this particular snake, it often bites higher up on the body. Many cobras present unique defensive positioning that results in them rising into the air, hood flared in a threatening way. The king cobra is no exception, and these snakes often bite and hold on to whatever may be threatening them. This snake isn't the most venomous snake in the world, however, it can be deadly. Number 8, Boomslang. The boomslang lives in trees throughout most of Africa, especially in Swaziland, Botswana, Namibia, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. As you can no doubt see, the boomslang has an incredibly potent bite, only injecting 1 to 8 milligrams at a time. However, its LD50 amount is so low that it would only take a single bite to kill a person. But what's even more dangerous than the venom from the boomslang? The false sense of security it gives people after they have been bitten. The boomslang is notorious for biting people and having no adverse side effects, at least not right away. Many snakebite victims of the boomslang assume that they have been bitten with a dry bite or non-lethal dose. However, the side effects come when it is already too late. Boomslang venom prevents blood from coagulating inside the body, resulting in internal bleeding, and even hemorrhaging in vital organs. Number 7, Russell's Viper. Considering the fact that 40 to 70 milligrams of Russell's Viper venom is enough to kill the average person, the bite of this snake is particularly dangerous. In fact, Russell's Viper kills more people in Sri Lanka, Burma, and India than any other snake. This snake is found in open grasslands across the Indian subcontinent, hunting in highly populated areas. Not only does this make Russell's Viper considerably dangerous due to its proximity, but it also has a bite to back it up. Localized swelling and bleeding are common with the bite of Russell's viper, and this snake's envenomation can have adverse side effects for as long as 2 weeks, depending on severity. Statistics for untreated bites show that over 30% of victims die from kidney failure if they don't seek medical attention. Given the fact that Russell's viper is incredibly strong and aggressive, it's best to leave this snake alone. Number 6, Black Mamba. You've likely heard about the black mamba in terms of its dangerous qualities and fearsome reputation. And it is well deserved. Located in sub-Saharan Africa, the black mamba not only has a bite to rival just about any other snake on this list, but it is also huge. It is the largest venomous snake in Africa, often reaching 10 feet. Plus, it can raise its body in the air like a cobra, and it frequently bites more than once, snapping quickly before fleeing at speeds of up to 12 miles per hour. Speaking of the black mamba's bite, this snake has an extremely lethal type of venom in its fangs. While it can inject 100 to 400 milligrams of venom in a single bite, the average person perishes within 6 to 14 hours of being bitten. In fact, most symptoms begin in as little as 10 minutes, making this snake particularly fearsome. As if all of this wasn't bad enough, the bite of the black mamba also has analgesic factors, which makes its victims feel as if they haven't been bitten, or perhaps the bite isn't as extreme as it actually is. This is truly one of the most dangerous and venomous snakes in the world. Number 5, Eastern Brown Snake. Considered the second most venomous terrestrial snake due to its venom potency, the Eastern Brown Snake has a bite to be feared. Located in Australia, this snake is responsible for the most snake bite deaths in its region. This is due to the fact that as little as 3 milligrams of its venom kills the average human, but it also has to do with where this snake is located. It prefers to hunt in populated areas, which means it runs into people more often than it should. While the size of the Eastern Brown Snake affects the amount of venom it injects, it still doesn't make a juvenile bite any less potent. Eastern Brown Snakes have a venom that specifically targets coagulation factors in the body, altering your blood's ability to clot. Internal bleeding and cardiac arrest are common causes of death, so it's best to treat this fast-moving snake with care. Number 4, Dubois Sea Snake. Living amongst coral reef flats in the Coral Sea, the Arafura Sea, the Timor Sea, and the Indian Ocean, the Dubois Sea Snake is an extremely venomous snake. It has an extremely potent bite, though there aren't very many records of this snake killing anyone. However, with an LD50 amount of 0.04 milligrams, you can guess that this sea snake could kill a passing scuba diver with a single bite if provoked. Despite its potent venom and being the most venomous sea snake in the world, there are very few Dubois sea snake bite deaths given just how large our oceans are. Number 3, Forest Cobra. The king cobra has a cousin that is more than capable of taking down a human in a single bite. In fact, the forest cobra has a potent enough bite and a high enough venom yield to take down 65 fully grown people in a single bite. This is both because of its LD50 score, a low 0.22, as well as the high amount of venom it is capable of injecting. Averaging 570 milligrams per bite and reaching as high as 1,100 milligrams, the forest cobra rivals a great number of venomous snakes in terms of its potency. Located in Africa, the forest cobra is highly adaptable, in both its diet and behavior. It doesn't come in contact with humans often, preferring an isolated existence in forests, rivers, and grasslands. However, if you happen to be bitten by a forest cobra, severe symptoms can occur in as little as 30 minutes. Organ failure and paralysis are common, as well as drowsiness, so it is key to seek medical attention immediately. Number 2, Coastal Taipan. While the name might suggest that this snake only lives near the ocean, the coastal taipan exists throughout Australia. Also known as the common taipan, this highly venomous snake can kill as many as 56 people using a single bite. Considering the extremely low LD50 number of this snake, as well as the relatively small amount of venom it injects compared to other venomous snakes, the coastal taipan is definitely a snake to avoid. If you are bitten by a coastal taipan, the neurotoxins found in the venom may alter your body for the rest of your life. In fact, even those that received medical treatment within 2 hours of being bitten still have the potential for respiratory paralysis and kidney injury. Though there are also cases where victims succumb to the bite in less than an hour, so seeking medical attention immediately is a must with this snake bite. Number 1, Inland Taipan. Arguably the most venomous and the deadliest snake in the world, the inland taipan has the lowest LD50 rating out of all of the snakes found here, a whopping 0.01 milligrams. In fact, the inland taipan bites with only 44 to 110 milligrams of venom per bite, and this is still enough to kill 289 humans. Not only does it envenomate more than 80% of the time, it also has the capability of biting repeatedly. However, despite this potency, the inland taipan is regarded as docile, preferring to be left alone by humans at all costs. If you happen to get bitten by this taipan, seeking an emergency medical center is a must. There are enough potent neurotoxins in this snake's venom to kill a fully grown person in as little as 45 minutes. Symptoms include paralysis, muscle damage, internal bleeding, and kidney failure. Just like all of the other venomous snakes on this list, it is important to always maintain respect for the inland taipan. All snake species prefer to be left alone, and it's likely that you want to keep it that way too. The deadliest snake in the world to humans, saw-scaled viper. While we've covered the most venomous snakes in the world, it bears mentioning that just because their venom is the most toxic, these snakes aren't necessarily the most deadly to human beings. Actually, the one snake that takes the prize as the deadliest snake in the world to humans is considered to be the saw-scaled viper, which is responsible for the most human deaths on the planet. Found in dry regions of Africa, the Middle East, India, Sri Lanka, and Pakistan, this pit viper often dwells in areas highly populated by humans. Couple that with the fact that there's a lack of antivenom in many rural places where humans become victims to their bites, and you have a snake that should possibly be feared by humans above all others. Venomous snakes, habitat. Venomous snakes are found in a wide range of habitats all over the world, from tropical rainforests to arid deserts, and from sea level to high mountain ranges. The specific habitats occupied by venomous snakes depend on a variety of factors, including the type of venom they produce, their preferred prey, and their thermoregulatory needs. Here are some of the main habitats of venomous snakes. Rainforests. Rainforests are home to many species of venomous snakes, including pit vipers, such as the bushmaster and fardalants, and elapids, such as the king cobra. These habitats provide a rich and diverse food source, as well as a stable temperature and humidity regime that is suitable for snake survival. Deserts. Deserts are home to many species of venomous snakes, including the rattlesnake, the sidewinder, and the horned viper. Desert snakes are well adapted to life in this harsh environment and are capable of conserving water, as well as hunting in the cool of the night and hiding in burrows during the day. Grasslands. Grasslands are home to many species of venomous snakes, including the prairie rattlesnake and the black mamba. These snakes are well adapted to life in these open habitats and are capable of hunting in the tall grass and using their venom to immobilize their prey. Coastal regions. Coastal regions are home to many species of venomous snakes, including the sea snake and the mangrove snake. These snakes are highly specialized for life in the marine environment and are capable of swimming long distances in search of food and mates. Mountain ranges. Mountain ranges are home to many species of venomous snakes, including the bush viper and the green pit viper. These snakes are adapted to live in these cooler environments and are capable of hunting in the dense forests and rocky outcroppings that are characteristic of these habitats. The habitats of venomous snakes are highly varied and reflect the diversity of adaptations that have evolved to suit the needs of these predators in different environments. Understanding the specific habitats of venomous snakes is critical for their conservation and management, as well as for understanding the interactions between snakes and their prey, as well as their impacts on ecosystems. Summary of the top 10 most venomous snakes in the world. Here is a list of the deadliest snakes in the world.